B-Pod Studios.
Be a responsible Phillies fan here and not my natural state of wanting to yell and scream and yell about that comment.
That is your responsibility, yeah. Dan, to yell and scream and to get on his ass.
Yeah, Dan, look, it's not, he's not a rookie. Like, he's not a guy like Rhys Hoskins last year where he barely had 100 at bat or 100 games in his career. He's a proven entity. There's a track record. Like, you can boo. It's okay. Every fan's got a right to do that.
I'm just confident. But I don't have trouble booing, yelling obscenities that would make my mother cry about Ben Simmons. So I don't know.
That is a weird thing, Dan. That, I'm not going to lie to you. That's a little odd. Thanks for the call, though.
You know, any player that comes here, man, I mean, you know what you're getting into.
Yes.
You know, like we've said before, the boo is a term of endearment. You have to embrace it.
We care.
You know, you care as a fan base.
Never apathetic.
And I'm not saying, hey, let's just go booing for nothing. I mean, you know, hey, if the performance isn't up to par, you know, you gotta let you.
I'm with you.
Hey, because when it's going well, you're going to cheer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so we're not leaving.
No, you're not leaving. It's not jumping on and off a bandwagon.
Exactly.
We're not turning on him.
Yes.
We're just letting him know.
We are on the bandwagon.
We're riding with you.
We like being the backseat drivers.
Riding with you.
Exactly.
We might be telling you, hey, make that turn. You know, we're riding with you. We got you.
610-632-0975. 7 o'clock hour was brought to you by Univest Bank. Handle all your banking remotely with Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life, stay connected with Univest Bank. And you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WP in Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast and on the line with us right now. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective is at rothmanspine.com. Adam Schefter joins us. Adam, how are you, sir?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
We are licking our wounds after the 76ers got bounced out. But Adam, I got to give you credit, man, because Schefty was tweeting fire last night. I didn't even think of this, but with the NBA draft lottery and all that, you pointed this out. Crazy part of the NBA lottery, LeBron James leaves Cleveland for the Lakers, and 1 year later, the Lakers have a higher draft pick in 2019.
Which is crazy to think about, but it's true, and there was all sorts of craziness in that lottery. And honestly, it makes you wonder, with a quarterback like Trevor Lawrence in a couple of years, if the NFL would even consider implementing a system like that. Now, I know it's hard in the NFL because players' contracts aren't guaranteed, and players can't really tank, and coaches don't tank because they're fighting for their jobs. It's a different deal, it seems like, in the NFL with so little being guaranteed to each player and team. But you just wonder, like, why would a team not tank to try to get a player like Trevor Lawrence and set up your franchise for the next 12 years? So, we've already heard that talk, tank for Tua, even though the Dolphins adamantly deny it.
Right.
And so you just wonder, with all the attention that got last night, it's a manufactured event that was, I don't mean to overstate it, as dramatic as any non-sporting event can possibly be in the sports world. And I'm sure the ratings on it for ESPN were probably huge. And there were many strange scenarios that came out of that. One being that the Lakers, even with LeBron, draft higher than the Cleveland Cavaliers. The teams that finished with the worst records, I believe, got picks 3, 5, and 6. So that shows you what they got for their efforts. And I honestly think, you know, as a guy that, loses for the Knicks as a little kid, I just think now, honestly, it's a little too extreme for the team with the worst record to have only a 14% chance, but that's what the league wants. They don't want teams tanking. I think it's too punitive for a team that has been as pathetic as the Knicks have been for as long as the Knicks have been, but that's what it is, and they get to pick third right now, and you wonder if they'll try to trade that pick to New Orleans, so New Orleans can then match R.J. Barrett with Zion Williamson in New Orleans for years to come and team those guys up again like they were at Duke.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Now, the other thing that we're trying to get back from here in Philly is Kawhi Leonard's game-winning shot against the Sixers in Game 7.
Oh, yeah.
One of the crazier things you've seen, Adam?
We were talking about it yesterday, and you think about a shot that went 18 feet, 2 inches in the air, hung there, hit the rim. Did you notice? Like, when it hit the rim, it was a weird bounce.
Yeah.
Like, It was like that rim was solid. Like there was no give at all. It was kind of interesting to me. You know, somebody said there was a theory that the Raptors tightened the screws before the second half on their basket. I guess in every sport, you're going to get conspiracy theories everywhere, you know, whenever there's anything involved. Like, we've had it in football. You know, you hear this. I heard about it in basketball. I can't believe it. I don't know how they can do that. Mm-hmm. It defies logic to me. But for a Bull to bounce four times, like, if Grant just shoot it over Embiid, and then, I mean, they trap him in the corner. He gets the ball over the outstretched arms. It hits the rim four times. Honestly, I think it really might have been in the NBA playoffs the single best, for Sixers fans, the worst, the best shot that there's ever been at the buzzer. Like, I mean, that was more improbable than anyone that I've seen. I mean, can you recall a more improbable shot than that in an NBA playoff game at the buzzer? A buzzer beater? No, right?
No, it's the first game seven buzzer beater in NBA history.
I mean, yeah, I think of Michael at the buzzer against the Utah Jazz. That won a championship. I don't know if that was at the buzzer.
There were still a couple seconds to go, I think.
Yeah. Like, this was unbelievable.
Mm. It was absolutely insane. And you know what? One of the things that you always tell us, and we speak with Adam Schefter of ESPN, is that Howie Roseman can be, you know, something that's not unbelievable, something that's almost predictable, is that if there are holes on a roster for this team, Howie Roseman's going to find a way to fill them. We talked about Zach Brown last week coming in to fill the middle linebacker position for the Eagles. And then since then, he also brings back Stefan Wisniewski and Tim Jernigan to stay here with Philadelphia, stay here with the Eagles. Just basically, you think depth moves on the defensive and offensive line there with Wisniewski and also with Tim Jernigan?
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, you got guys that basically run the street that don't cost very much money, that at one point were high-priced players, that now you're getting at a complete discount. And why would you not add depth in spots where depth is usually required? Teams are usually scrambling for depth at those spots later in the summer. And so the Eagles are saying, we're going to go fill those holes now, add some depth. There's no losing it. There's no risk. Like, why not do it? And with guys that you know that, you know, in that locker room of a certain standing. So to me, there's no lose in that whatsoever. And it's just continually rounding out a roster that really is a very strong roster from top to bottom.
What do I need to, if anything, Adam, read into this quarterback room? Because Carson Wentz, now, since we spoke, we had Doug Peterson address the media on Friday for rookie camp, and he wouldn't say anything about Carson Wentz's injury except that, you know, we're hoping to have him back. Like, there was no... Is this just the biggest example of gamesmanship, almost like they wouldn't talk about the knee injury last year? Or should Eagles fans be concerned about Carson Wentz being ready to go for week one?
No, I don't think they should be concerned about him being ready for week one. And I think if there are any concerns about him being ready for week one, I don't think they would have let Nick Foles walk. I really don't. I think that somehow they would have found a way, as pricey as it would have been, if there were real concerns, to bring him back into the fold. And so, you know, Cody Kessler's the guy they signed. Nate Sudfeld's the guy they have. I mean, you're talking about just trying to solidify the position at this point in time, just because, you know, Carson has not been able to play full seasons. I don't know that he's injury prone, even though he's had a lot of injuries. I think of him as a strong, tough, rugged guy, even though he has had some of these little setbacks. So you just look at the depth chart now. Like, to me, you know, Sudfeld will be the backup. Cody Kessler will compete. Thorson's a guy, depending on what he shows. If he shows well in the summer and he shows well in the preseason games, they're going to have to carry a third quarterback on the roster, and they're not going to be able to practice squad him. And I don't even know if they'll be able to practice squad him anyway, because there are enough teams, I think, that really liked him. I think he's going to have to be the third quarterback, assuming that they like what they see out of him this summer. And so that leaves, I think, Sudfeld as the backup. And Cody Kessler, you know, in the event that he can unseat Sudfeld, maybe, that'd be my assessment of it going into camp. We'll see.
Shefty, what move during this offseason so far do you think has been most impactful to a team, whether it be positive or whether it be negative?
Wow. Well, inevitably you're drawn to the quarterback positions, right? So I just would go there every single time, and I would just say that I think the acquisition of Nick Foles in Jacksonville can take a team that last year was one of the worst in the league and put it back into play in the playoffs just 2 years ago, the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. And I think Nick Foles can have that type of positive effect. I look at the NFC East, and I just look at the Redskins adding Haskins and the Giants adding Daniel Jones. And by the way, not to rub salt in the wound of my fellow New Yorkers here, but like all New York wanted was a Duke kid in the first round, and they got him. Daniel Jones, not Zion Williamson. Like, it's just incredible how that works and the nature of sports that the Duke player that New York gets in the first round is the guy that not a lot of people in New York expected or wanted, and the guy that everybody wanted is going to New Orleans. But if those guys turn out to be good quarterbacks, that'll make that division, the NFC East, more competitive for a while. But, you know, it's interesting because the Giants love Daniel Jones, the Redskins love Haskins, and there are teams that love them, but there are teams that didn't like those guys either. Like, teams are all across the board on those quarterbacks. And so as many supporters as they have, they also have some questions that they have to answer here. And they're not a sure thing. They're not an Andrew Luck or a Peyton Manning coming out of the draft where everybody regards them as a top pick, waiting to see what they can do, whether they'll prove people wrong. And so I think those are always the impactful moves.
Speaking with Adam Schefter, ESPN, obviously. Adam, so I know I ask you this every week. Any closer to a Carson Wentz contract extension? And again, well, when do you think it gets done if it does this year?
Well, I appreciate it. It's a great question. And the question will never get old. And we'll talk about it, I would think, quite often between now and the time it gets done. But my belief, okay, my belief is that deal will get done at some point this offseason, before the season begins. They'll get a deal in place. I think from everything I've gathered, I think the two sides have begun talking. I think that both sides are motivated to get it done. I don't think they're close right now to getting it done. But when I talk to people around the league who look at that deal, they believe it's going to get done. Now, I think the Eagles privately are confident it would get done. They know that there's still work to do and there's progress to make, but the fact that the two sides have begun their discussions and are talking, we'll see how this shakes out, but my sense is that the Eagles think it'll get done, and it's a matter of when they can finish that off and get it together. But I think the signs point to that deal getting done this offseason at some point in time, and they'll lock up Wentz. I don't know how it'll shake out in terms of numbers, but the important thing is for Carson Wentz, he'll get some guaranteed money with his injury history, and then I think he'll get a chance to get another bite of the apple when the deal that he signs, the extension he signs, expires. So to me, that's something I'm looking for at some point before the season begins.
All right, Adam Schefter, ESPN. Always great talking to you, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, appreciate Schefter. Adam Schefter, ladies and gentlemen. 610-632-0975. So some interesting stuff right there. We'll dissect that as the show goes on today. Coming up, we'll let you hear again from Brett Brown and Elton Brand about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and the not-too-distant future of this Sixers franchise. Do tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week, though. Get two general admission tickets to opening tap for Philly Beer Week on Friday, May 31st for just $46. That's two tickets for the price of one to sample special offerings from over 60 local and national breweries. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Get your tickets before they're gone. Supplies are limited. Wide open board if you want to jump on. Now's the time for you. You'll be first up coming up in a few here on 975 The Fanatic.
Hey, I'm here for our friends at Dietz & Watson. Philadelphians know great hoagies, and we know you don't get them from a convenience store. If you want a real Philly hoagie, you have to visit a real Philly deli. You know, those little neighborhood spots where the Dietz & Watson meats and the cheese are served fresh, and they always know your name. These places are some of Philly's best kept secrets. But guess what? The secret's out. Visit realphillydeli.com and check out Deetson Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. It shows you where to find these amazing delis and how you can win big prizes every time you visit. The more you visit, the bigger you win. It's that simple.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.